pies. The difference with a Garlow's pie is its deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin, and a filling full of only 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies are bursting with flavour. Have you stocked up? Mum and Dad, Friday night is pie night with the footy, and a Garlow's chunky steak, curry beef, chicken breast, or perhaps it's a beef and mushroom that takes your fancy. Garlow's pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock here. This is Racing HQ, your Saturday morning regular. It should be, of course, right through the spring, whether you're listening on Sky Sports Radio or watching us on Sky Racing 1 or Sky Thoroughbred Central. Time to start looking at Randwick, and with Ron and Mike, we start with the steward, Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel. Morning to you, Mark. Good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How are you, mate? We're looking forward to this unfolding again today with Winx, and we're going to have glorious weather, although it was a bit frosty there this morning.
Yeah, well, normally means we're going to get a nice day, Andrew, so hopefully, you know, we get the weather that they predicted, and, you know, the track seems to be in pretty good order and without the wind that we had a fortnight ago.
Yeah, exactly. Starting a good three with a Pano of 4.98. What have you found for our listeners, Mark?
Out of the first, Andrew, devolving at Canterbury on the 9th of August, first up, from its wide draw, it ended up going back. But look, it raced very greenly throughout the race. It made the home turn quite awkwardly and hung out. And then even in the straight, it took some time to balance up before it could be ridden along. And even that over concluding stages was inclined to shift ground. So it was only beaten two lengths there by Regimen when finishing third to that horse. But I thought it would sort of derive benefit from that experience. Take it into race four, the highway, last try win. Spoke to Glenn Schofield regarding his riding in the middle stages, and in particular the horse raced quite wide throughout that section of the race. He indicated to us there was a horse back to his inside that was in some difficulty, and for this reason he didn't cross to the closer to the rail. Last try wins and raced wide without cover for the majority of those middle stages, and then on the turn, when the winner, Mike Taggerson, shifted to its inside and rolled out, it was then taken even wider on the track. So look, it was beaten a couple of lengths by Mike Taggerson, but certainly should have finished a bit closer than what it did. Out of race six, Andrew, I'm excited at Rose Hill on the 12th of August, first up in the Rosebud. At the start, it lost its footing and became badly unbalanced, and then soon after was crowded and lost ground there. It was then held up for the majority of the straight and probably didn't get out to about the last 50 metres. It was also found post-race to have a speedy cut to its new hind fetlock and had a poor recovery post-race. So certainly a few things went wrong for it, Andrew, and we've got the necessary veterinary clearances for it since that start. And a couple of mentions out of the final two races, Tom Melbourne in race eight, it's well documented there. Never really got clear running in the straight and you know, certainly should have finished much closer to Kingsguard and in the last. Also, that same Kingsguard race, Washington Heights, another horse we inquired into the tactics of Tim Clark on the home turn when he went back to the inside, and it was also badly held up and never really got out, and those two horses forget those runs.
Yeah, Tom Melbourne and Washington Heights. On the TAB Highway, Mark, have you got any jockeys yet for those bottom two that have got runs?
No, we're just working for those at the moment, Andrew. Probably a couple of those riders there may need to ride 1 kilo over with the two horses having 53. So we're just working through those at the moment. We'll get them through to you shortly.
Okay, we'll update on that as soon as we get the information for Mr. Marmalade and Bonsley in race number four. Thanks a lot, Mark. Enjoy the day out there.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. As I say, the best in the business. Ron Dubbasy and Mike Fraser are going to help us on Chelmsford Stakes Day today. And Glenn Munsey is joining us from the TAB. And as I say, good morning to you, Glenn. You've got a special function luncheon out there at Randwick today as well.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Ronnie. Good morning, Michael. Yes, not only is it Tattersall's Day there today at Royal Randwick for the Chelmsford Stakes, but it's also the National Jockeys Trust Luncheon. And expecting a pretty big crowd up there in the ballroom today. So TAB are sponsoring the third race on the program. The TAB supports the Jockeys Trust Mile. We are the major sponsor of the National Jockeys Trust, and there'll be plenty of people there today. We'll have Bobby Charlie up there at the luncheon speaking about the donation towards the National Jockeys Trust of a $400,000 donation courtesy of the Denise Cobcroft Trust that Bobby actually presented to the Trust in Melbourne a few weeks ago. But Bobby will be at the races today and speaking at the luncheon there, and expecting a massive crowd. We're even going to try and sneak a few of the jockeys up during the day, just to the people there at the luncheon, and getting the jockeys to see the support that actually goes on for them behind the scenes at these sort of functions at the races.
Yeah, well, no, we wish you the very best with you and Neil Payne hosting that luncheon today. All right, let's get cracking. It's a huge day. The listeners and viewers want some winners. And this very much intriguing first race. Glenn, give us the market, mate.
Yeah, it's a ripper, isn't it? It's the ANZ Bloodstock News Handicap here. It's a benchmark 75 for three-year-olds over 1,300. Geez, we're having some 1,300-metre races at Randwick lately. Albumin here. Now, to be ridden with cover, if possible, at $13. And as a $7 chance. Bojest at $2.60 in favourite. Dissolution at 10, Island Missile at 10, Super X is a $4.40 chance. Devolving, the Dual Acceptor, racing here at $11. And Merive is a $7.50 chance. Very well supported, this favourite here, Bojest. Went up 280, was 260. They actually threw it up 270 this morning, already taken that back into $2.60.
Well, the speed in the race, well, that's thrown a bit of a curveball to me there, because I had the top weight actually going forward and taking up the running from Andes. Bojest, I should say, getting a beautiful run just behind it, and Super X not too far away. So who's our leader now, Ronnie?
Look, I think that he's up and running. It has to be Super X. They have to, although Bowman's not an aggressive lead rider, but I think there's an opportunity for Super X to take it up from that inside draw, other than getting held up in a moderately run race here. So he's on a fit horse. So I think everyone had Albumin leading, and they were going to hand up. So whoever wants to show intent here will probably find the lead. So I've just got question marks on Super X and probably Andaz. Mm. And look, whatever happens, Bojest, he'll probably come out and get into a rhythm and make sure they're rolling before he lets them cross, I would suggest, Abdullah. This horse was very impressive, hitting the line at his only start back in May, and looked the real thing. His two trials are excellent. The stable's talking him up, which is a good sign, and I think he is very, very hard to beat. I think he'll win. I think I've had a saver on number 7, Devolving here. I really like this filly. She is very green, as Mark just told us about at Canterbury there. She got on the wrong leg and wanted to duck about a bit. It wasn't a race that you could probably come from last in. Now that she's on a bigger home track here, I'm expecting a dramatic improvement from her. Of the others, 6 Super X, well, he's just kept improving all the way through. That was a good win at Canterbury, and Yui takes over today. He's sure to be competitive. And Merive, whether the tempo of this race is going to suit him or not, I don't know. But I do respect Merive and his stablemate Andaz. But 3, 7, 6, and 8.
Yeah, I'm with Bojest also. Pretty, as Ronnie said, very impressive debut win there at Canterbury. Really showed great acceleration over the last 50 or 60 metres when it had the race won, and just dashed away and was really strong past the post. The two trials have been great. It looks like we get a perfect run here with Abdullah on board from Barrier 1, and is the horse to beat. I thought the danger was Super X, as really improved nicely, winning its last two of the three runs it's had this prep. The Kembla Maiden win was good. The second and third horse out of that Kembla Maiden win won their next start. Nothing's raced out of the Canterbury win, but the form coming into that race was full of well-credentialed horses. So the form line stack up for the 6. Should Posse up? Okay, we're going to say Posse up in the first two now with Huey on board. We'll take plenty of catching. 2 Andaz for third. His first up had 2 really nice barrier trials there at Warwick Farm. Was unbeaten in 2 Victorian runs. Went from a Geelong Maiden to a Flemington 2-year-old open without any trouble. Should get a nice run. And certainly is a fighter. This horse has only won narrowly both times, but really does digs deep when put under pressure. So you know you're going to, you know, it'll give its best. And for fourth, Island Missile number 5, another one that's chasing a hat trick of wins. Battled on well first up in good time. This preparation at Warwick Farm made a big improvement between first and second runs last preparation, and when ran second in the Ken Russell at the Gold Coast. So it's open to improvement here. 3, 6, 2, and 5.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling all the action for Sky and the Australian Turf Club, and he likes the three as well to beat 7, 6 and 8, 3, 7, 6 and 8. I'm only saying it's number, Glenn, because we had James Cummings on the radio yesterday. He's very keen on the French sort of beau geste.
Oh, okay, Andrew. I thought it was more of a literary term, beau geste, but
oui.
You know, Bon.
It'll be getting beau geste, we're told, any different.
I tell you what, it's been 50, and it's 51-15 for the Golden Rose, actually, beau geste. So and has been supported, André.
Right, let's move. You love those. You love the Puissance de Lune and all that sort of stuff. I thought you would have been all over it.
Race number deux at Randwick today is due per onde, por favor, pronto. Prego. Race number two is the National Jockeys Trust Handicap here at 2,000 metre event, a benchmark 84. And we'll start with Admiral Jello as a $7.50 chance. My Giuliano is at $17. Dorkan at $51. Multifacets, $6.50. Vaucluse Bay out this morning, 14 cents the winner, nothing the place. Wang Wah is an $11 chance. Plymouth Road at 19. Up and Rolling, no wonder Michael bet early, $1.55, thank you very much, and favourite at that price, funnily enough. Roman Sun is a $10 chance. Little cough this morning from Roman Sun after track work. Been examined by Anthony and Edward Cummings as vet and been past fit to run. But Up and Rolling here, he was a dual acceptor in the later race. Actually went up $1.75 this morning, so it's $1.75 into $1.55. Got a bit of a carve up early here. Nothing supported outside it.
Yeah, speed in the race. There's not a great deal of pressure here. I think Plymouth Road from that good draw will hold its spot and probably press forward and lead. Up and Rolling, drawn the rails, can just easily drop into third or fourth defence here. And of course, Multifacets was ridden closer the other day and performed well. Chris also hinted that, it'll be up in the firing line. The rest of them, Dorkan and co, they find their feet, but they're the three I had going forward, Ron.
Yeah, agree. $1.55, wow. Is this money-related, Glenn, or is it just an adjustment from the $1.75 to $1.55?
Well, there has been support for it this morning. It's not massive, but they've given it
a cuddle.
It's more of a haircut and a shave.
They're feeling, treading water with it.
Yeah. 175, 170, 155, 160, 155 from 757 through to 809 this morning.
Well, they're confident they're going to lay it all day, I suppose, through the roll-ups and whatever. But look, you must say he was very impressive, winning with his head on his chest there. I had little question marks. He's only been to 1900 throughout his whole career, and 2000 metres second up. But that's been dismissed by trainer. Straightforward. He just said he's ready for 2000 metres. He should be just about winning. The barrier one, yeah, he'll hold a position there, and he's the horse to beat. His stable mate, Multifacets, hasn't won in a while, but I like the way he was given confidence winning that latest trial. And this looks a nice race for him, and jockey change here to Bowman is always a plus. Wang Wah, well, she's a little beauty. She's so genuine. She'll sit out the back and she'll sprint hard like we know she can do. She's got a turn of speed. And I thought Plymouth Road was just as good as Wang Wah the other day, so he has to go in somewhere at the big odds. 8, 4, 6 and 7.
Yeah, I got the same trifecta, just a different force selection there. Look at this favourite, looks really well placed. I thought it was stylish winning there first up over 1550 at Canterbury. Second up 2000, no issue. And he's only run at 1900. He was second up last prep at Canterbury and should have won easily when he found all sorts of trouble. He maps great, should get a soft run and be too good for them. 4 Multifacets, gets on pace favours, gets a dry track, gets Bowman. He's had a nice trial since his last run at Rose Hill over this trip, so he's been ticking along quite nicely. 6 Wang Wah, racing super well, closed well its last two starts, went up in distance for the first time in this rather long preparation, but continues to race well. I think the dry track's also a little tick there. And Admiral Jello should be nearing a peak here, fourth up, on back of its last run, when third in the Taree Cup, started fade, but was okay. And the dry track is also a little bit of a bonus. 8, 4, 6 and 1.
It's also the fancy here for race caller Darren Flindell, Up and Rolling to beat 5, 4 and 1. 8, that is 8, 5, 4 and 1 in race number 2. Let's move to race 3, Glenn.
Yes.
This is the Tab Jockeys Trust Mile, the race you mentioned earlier with that big function upstairs today.
Yes, and I've got the honour of presenting the winning connections with the sash or the trophy or whatever we're giving to them.
Oh, they'll
for this
be
race
certainly here. Looking forward
yeah.
to that.
Yeah,
they'll
10 be, minutes late for the next.
They'll be desperate not to win here, I reckon, most of these people. No, they won't. And Andrew, Beau Jest is actually a literary, it's a novel. And was also a film in 1939. You probably saw it with, I think it was Gary Cooper in it. The third is the Tab supports the Jockeys Trust Mile here. This is a benchmark 83. Zinzan Eddie, a $19 chance. Embley is at $4.80. More to Gain at $4.20. Jaminzar is $3.40. That price makes it favourite. Maracabar with a barrier blanket on today at $4.80. Up and Roland came out Wednesday. It's the dual acceptor racing earlier. 38 cents the win and nothing the place the deduction there. Mandalong Kiss at 10. Miami Dade at 16. And All But Gone is a $15 chance. Not a really savage betting race here. Most popular runner is Jaminzar, and all it's done is drift since Up and Roland came out. It's been 280 at the 340 since the scratching. Maracabar in the same period of time has been 7 into 480, but Jaminzar would double the investment of Maracabar.
This is one of those races where at 1600 metres there doesn't look to be a whole heap of speed. Miami Dade, nicely drawn, and Zinzan Eddie, I think they're the two that'll press forward. And sort the lead out. Mandalong Kiss from also from a good draw, won't be too far away. Emily's definitely got the pace to sort of posse up there, and Kieran sort of hinted that's where they'd like to get into the first four. And the rest like to find their feet. So not much pressure here, Ronnie, and it's hard to find a real guaranteed leader.
Yeah, I agree. I had the two outside barriers crossing here, Embley and Maracabar. Maracabar can be a little tricky at the start. He has that barrier blanket and things on there, and I just feel that outside draw is good for him because he always, if he does bundle a little bit, it gives him time to get into stride and roll forward. So I thought they were the two horses up to the mile that would have a different pattern here today, without a doubt. Well, they're the two horses I want to be on. Well, they've both got a haircut as well this morning, those two horses out of that coming through race. And I just want to be Maracabar. He's had a few runs back now from that long spell, the three runs. He's slowly improved. Wasn't a bad run, just making up ground there late last time. Huge jockey switch here where Avdullah takes over from an apprentice to stand over this six-year-old. And I think it may pay dividends. I'm terrified of Embley. I've been waiting for him to get to a mile, and he just wasn't suited wide, no cover in that moderately run race, and he grabbed the bit. And this is much more suitable, and he's set to really jump out of the ground. More to Gain, he's had a five-week freshen now, and probably waiting for more give in the track, which he hasn't got. But this is his pet distance, and he rarely runs bad. And Jaminzar, he's getting out to a more realistic price now. I was opposing him because of the 280 earlier in the week. He's getting out to, and he probably will keep getting out, he's in really good form. I'm just a little concerned whether there's any upside left to him after seven or eight runs this preparation. But Chris can keep him up, as we know. 5 and 2 for me. 5, 2, 3, 4.
I hope he's kept him up quite well, because I've tipped him, Jaminzar. You know, he's returns to Sydney on the back of those two good Flemington wins. Narrow wins, but good, tough efforts. Closed well in both of them. A 21-day break, trip back up north, that may have just sort of reinvigorated him a bit. He is, you know, if he was a sprinter only, you'd be worried about him having his eighth run. But, you know, the horse has been racing solidly over a mile for his last five starts. And Bowman, as I say, goes back on board. I think he'll perform well. I thought there was a roughie in the race that could do something here. This country horse, All But Gone. He's hit the line strongly all three runs this preparation and reeled off some really good sectionals there in the country up to 1400 metres. And this is obviously a tougher race, but he gets a much smaller field here. He gets the rail, and if he can come away cleanly and be within four or five lengths of him, this horse really can accelerate when things fall into place. So I think he's a realistic place chance. Probably not a winning chance, but he's got a turn of foot. So look for him to be closing strongly. Three more to Gain. Obviously, he needs a little bit softer, but his dry track form is not too bad. Five-week break since that closing second at Rose Hill first up. and he has produced quite nicely, 3 of 3 second up, so there's something to suggest he'll run well there. And for fourth, number 7, Manalong Kiss, fitter for 2 OK runs, was luckless at Rose Hill, went 8 the other day, only beaten 1.7 lengths, third up, and 1600 certainly does suit it. 4 on top, I thought it would win to beat 9, 3 and 7.
Bit of value with the second tip there. $15 at this stage if you want to play exotics. Darren Flindell likes the 4 as well. With you, Mike, to beat 3, 2 and 5. 4, 3, 2 and 5 in the Tab Jockeys Trust Mile, race 3 today at Randwick. In a moment, the boys will be back and we'll look at this week's Tab Highway. This is Racing HQ.
Hi, it's Glenn Munsey. We all know that Tab Market Movers are a great tool in backing a winner. Whenever the money comes for gallopers, pacers and greys, you'll know about it.
Every day and night, follow the Tab Market Movers here on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't pay overs. Book your mare to proven Group 1 sire for a reason for $2,200. Or Hunter Cup winner Bling It On for $2,400. Live foals receive a $500 HRNSW rebate. Conditions apply. Go to comedyequine.com.au.
It's Quaddy Fest time at Tab, and we're inviting you to join the celebrations. This September, you'll find great quaddy offers and huge projected pools across all the big Melbourne and Sydney Metro meets, including Golden Rose and Maccabi Diva Stakes Days. Celebrating all things four legs with Tab's Quaddy Fest. Find out more about our Quaddy Fest offers on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
And they're off. Italian Suit takes the lead, followed by Jimmy in the members stand. He takes a seat. It's not his seat. He goes inside. He's on the dance floor. First in, best dressed. He takes the win. Champagne all round in the cocktail bar.
Expect unexpected at the Sydney Spring Carnival, including the Everest, the world's richest turf race. Royal Randwick and Rosehill Gardens, September 9 to November 7. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
That you'll see on Sky, whether you're watching on Sky One Thoroughbred Central or if you're out and about today, Sky Sports Radio's there, Darren Flindell, and from today, every Saturday, a part of Sky Sports Radio Saturday coverage, Paul Joyce will be on with Darren after every race to analyse what has happened in the race just run. So looking forward to that on the radio coverage right through the spring. Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser are with us, and so too Glenn Munsey. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew.
What about the Tab Highway this week?
Yeah, Andrew, just our listeners are our greatest researchers. We say that all the time. And
I've got plenty of replies as well. Both yes, I've got 15 answers for you.
But Nassim Dilmi, the right-hand man for James Cummings in the Godolphin organisation, has told me that beau geste in the French translation is nice gesture.
Yeah.
So there's a variety, but if you look at the description of how they name their horses, courtesy of Suzanne Philcox, it's named after the beau geste, the novel.
Well, Benny Perkins, who's a number one Trump supporter and golfing rugby union goal kicking coach, a poet,
fashion icon.
He said the correct way to say beau geste is beau geste. It's a famous character from past times. So we're getting lots of advice here.
It's a novel about three brothers who joined the Foreign Legion.
Yeah, it all depends what Google's.
Let's just call it home a winner.
Yes, exactly right.
But more importantly, let's try and get through the Tab Highway because it's the biggest field of the day. It's going to take us the most amount of time. We've got the Tab Highway today is a Class 3 over 1400 and last try wins, which it was South last night, at $11. Mr. Pumblechook is out, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Superstar Bob, he's going to with earmuffs on today at $5.50. My Taggerson is a $6.50 chance. We go to Schedule at $6. Snowbrook at $21. Collins Creek with bandages on its hind legs at $19. McPhee Lass at $7. Count Kamani is the $4.40 favourite for the Tab Highway. Volknut is a $71 chance. Scratch the next two, Kendallman and Grundelina. Fratinator is an $18 chance. Chidana is out no deduction. Critical Touch, $34. General Harmony, out no deduction. Mr. Marmalade at $13. And not Bensley, but Bonsley is a $23 chance. Only horse with support here is Schedule, first up.
And I've got to say, guys, the rider for Mr. Marmalade's just through. Chelsea McFarlane will ride claiming 1.5. So Chelsea will take the 1.5 off Mr. Marmalade, Mike, in race 4.
In spectacular form too, Andrew. I think she rode a couple of winners at Wagga, rode a winner yesterday at Goulburn, and she is riding very, very well.
Speed in the race, Critical Touch from a good draw, press forward. Then we've got a couple of wide runners there. We've got Bonsley and Collins Creek drawn side by side out wide. They'll come across. Barrier 1 is Mr. Marmalade. It should hold its spot. And, of course, Superstar Bob won't be too far away from that nice draw up to 1,400.
Yeah, very interesting highway, I must say. It's a beauty. I want to gamble on Schedule. Would have preferred him with a little jar out of the track, personally. Best form seems to be that way, although he has won on a good track, but he was a beaten favourite on a few dry tracks two preparations back. But he's trialled nicely in that Bathurst trial. He's a lightly raced horse with a good record fresh, and I think he's right in the mix here. He's got upside. He's only had the 7 starts, and he's got pedigree and a good draw. I think he gets the most ticks the way I'm looking at this race. Superstar Bob has been a little off the boil at his two runs back, but I like the fact that they've had a gear change with him, and I like the fact that he's really trialled well since. I know he wasn't asked to do anything, but he looked good moving to my eye, and I think 1,400 is much more his go. Of the others, McPhee Lass, well, she's an honest mare. She's had a month fresh and always puts in, and she will again here today. Last try wins had no luck in the Mytagason race. He just has to come back in distance, which is a little query, but I'll put him in. This favourite, No Knock, just that he was, when he won his maiden, what was he, 40-1 or something? And then, Ipswich form's narrow mind form to me, so I don't know about Ipswich form. 5, 3, 8, and 1.
Yeah, I'm with the 5 also, Schedule. I thought nice barrier trial there at Bathurst. It's won fresh its last two starts with really good closing sectionals. Last preparation, it kept improving through to that Class 3 when 6 behind Hay now. It was back and wide and, you know, had far too much to do, but it acquitted itself really well. Gets into this race, probably getting back a little further than I want, but it looks to be sufficient speed here. If it gets the right brakes, I think it'll be hard to beat. 8, McAfee Lass for second. She's been luckless in 2 of the last 3, either side of that nice scone win over this trip. 2 runs back. Gets back, also should be run to suit, so she should be charging home. 9 for third, Count Kamani. Ran on well, winning its last 2 starts. Went from a maiden at the Gold Coast to a benchmark 62 there at Ipswich. Corey Brown takes over. Sure to give it a good ride. And fourth, number 3, Superstar Bob. Well, there's been big raps on this horse. He was good first up. He was poor there second up at Canterbury, but Shady's probably back on track with that nice barrier trial at Randwick the other day, and he certainly does map quite well. I thought that, you know, it was a pretty wide race, but I'm 5, 8, 9, and 3.
Yeah, Darren Flindell is very keen on Superstar Bob. Made his best bet of the day, number 3, to beat 1, 4, and 9. 3, 1, 4, and 9, and as I say, best bet at $5.50 right now with tab.com.au fixed odds. We know the Concord has dipped away, but still some quality horses here, Glenn, over the 1,000 metres.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. I just had a quick look back to Wednesday. Count Kamani was in a Class 3 at Ipswich on Wednesday and was priced at a longer price than what it was today, and it wasn't favourite in the race at Ipswich, yet it's favourite for the Tab Highway today. So I'd say the Brisbane boys have got not as good opinion of what the Sydney boys have got of Count Kamani. But we'll have a look at the Concord now. Been a number of price changes already for this race this morning after the scratchings. We've got Red Zell now at $2.90 chance. The Monstar at 12. Spieth, $2.30 in favourite. Feline's out, 7 cents the win and 7 cents the place of deduction there. Nyetta, $3.50. And Super 2 out, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. The changes this morning, Redzel's been 330 to 290. Nyetta's been 320 to 350. At this stage, more money for Spieth than Redzel and not a coin for Nyetta compared to the other two.
Yeah, the speed in the race, well, initially I had Redzel leading, but Josh Adams sort of hinted that he was going to press forward with the fit horse, the Monstar, and try to hold them out. And sort of that makes sense that Kieran, on a horse with 60 kilos on its back first up with bigger fish to fry, may give up the lead to the Monstar, then Nyetta, then Spieth.
Yeah, it appears that way now, doesn't it? There's in the first one to show intent will get the lead, and Josh has already come out and playing his cards openly. So he's had a month freshen, and he's a horse that can take a few strides to get into full swing of things, but we'll leave it to him. So, look, I'm a fan of Spieth. I think he can deliver today. He just sits within two lengths or two and a half lengths of him, I'd say, here. He peels to the outside. He gets 3 kilos, I should say, off Redzel, and that may be just the difference between them at the finish here. Redzel, well, he is off a Group 1 win, and he does seem trained up to run well off a Brisbane winter and two trials, so he's certainly ready to go here. Nyetta, well, she's so lethal fresh. Don't underestimate her. Her trials are as good as ever. And like I said, she's unbeaten first up. And the Monstar next pick, 3, 1, 5, and 2.
Yeah, you wouldn't be surprised to see either of these top three fancies win, but I'm with you. I'm with Spieth. As we just said, he's first up, had the lovely trial. Probably should have won the Lightning first up last prep over this trip behind Terra Vista, and that was at weight for age. Set weights and penalties, he's nicely in here. Corey should just tag them, maybe three lengths off, and, you know, his turn of foot should get him home. I'll throw Nyetta in for second. She's unbeaten fresh. She's won 4 from 4. 4 of her 6 wins have been at 1,000. Those two trials were outstanding. She always trials well, but she really shown that she's come up quite well for this current campaign. 1 Redzel. Look, I think he's much better second up and third up. And he has got to concede all these other runners' weight, but he is a class runner. And as Ronnie said, he comes back from a good preparation where he won the Doomben 10,000 up there in Queensland in that beautiful winter sun. So that should hold him in good stead. And the Monstar, well, he's the fit horse. Everyone else is first up off a break. He's up and running. He's been up for a while. Does prefer slightly softer to ground. But as Josh said earlier, when Ronnie interviewed him, he has performed quite well on dry tracks. So I'm 3, 5, 1, and 2.
Darren Flindell likes Spieth as well. The 3 to beat 1, 5, and 2. 3, 1, 5, and 2 in the Concord. Lots of interest there from an Everest point of view at 2:35 today. The Quaddy, well, it's a projected pool today of 600,000. Begins here with the Furious race number 6, Glenn, so a lot of interest. It may, well, with Winks, it's a three-legged Quaddy.
It is a three-legged Quaddy, Andrew, you would have to think. And I tell you what, they're not the easiest races to find the winners. No. I know we've got a couple of shorties late, but there's still no easy to pick. And this is one of them. Only a 7-horse field here in the Furious Stakes over 1,200 metres. And we've got Formality here as a $3.40 chance. Whispered Secret with the earmuffs in the pre-parade taken off, it's a $13 chance. Champagne Cuddles back into favouritism now at $3.20. Shawnee at $14. Alize at $3.60, now third favourite after it was favourite, I think, even yesterday. Joyfully Ours at $12. I'm Excited, $9.50. Devolving out to run earlier, 2 cents a win and nothing, the place taken out Wednesday. Most popular runner here is Formality. It went up $4 and then now into $3.40. It's got double the investment on the second pick, which is I'm Excited, as much as $15 given about it. Third pick is actually Shawnee, and it's halved its quote as well, 26 into 14.
Yeah, well, speed in the race. Formality led them up the other day from barrier one. He's got one of the two outside barriers here, but I still think that he'll press forward and more than likely take up the running. Elise will get cover today, whereas it didn't have cover 2 weeks ago. And Champagne Cuddles from that wide draw, well, I don't think she's going to have too many options. she'll probably just roll forward behind those other two and maybe cover up a horse like Whispered Secret. But I suspect Formality will probably take it up again, Ron.
I'm not as confident as you. I really struggled with this map. I thought it was a real tactical battle. I would have thought this filly from New Zealand has showed good gate speed in her trials as well, Joyfully Ours, and she's in the mix there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pressed the button with Champagne Cuddles now that she's had a tough and up run as well. So I don't know what to think as far as how this race is going to unfold. All I know is there's not much between these three favourites. It's just run-of-the-race stuff between them, and I want to go with different form here and play the value with I Am Excited. She looked great parading prior to the Rosebud. She just got hampered in the straight there and should have finished closer. She pulled up with veterinary excuses there, where she just had a few cuts and where she hit herself and pulled up with a poor post-race recovery. So I reckon that's a very forgiving run. Her trials prior to that first up effort were great. She's a lovely, big, quality filly. And I think back to her own sex here, I'll have a throw at the stumps. Dangers, I thought, were 5 Elise. She just hasn't looked right in the coat, and she just sort of overdid a little bit outside the lead the other day with cover. I think she'll explode much better than what she has been. So I want to give her a tick today. Champagne Cuddles, I thought her run was arguably the best in the race, considering the circumstances in the Silver Shadow. And Formality, well, she did me a favour winning that race, and she has got upside. I just thought she just had a little bit more to do today, but no knock on her whatsoever. An intriguing little race, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Yeah, I had Champagne Cuddles on top the other day, and I certainly wasn't disappointed with the performance. I thought she got, I think where she sort of also lost the race, she got a little bit lost on the home turn. She sort of wandered out a couple more horses, and she should have lost a little bit of momentum and, you know, had to sort of pick herself up, and she was definitely going home stronger on the line. I think if they have gone another 40 or 50 metres, she probably would have got the nod. She's beaten less than 0.4 of a length. I think if Ty Angler can be positive here and sit just off them, or just, you know, handy to the lead, I think she's the way to go. She'll be strong at 1,200. She was really strong past the post in that race, so I'm with her to beat Elise. Should box seat here. Progressive horse, there's no doubt about that. She's a really promising filly, and I take the point there that Ronnie said, you know, she's a big filly and also open to more improvement. One Formality, absolutely no knock, got the job done there first up. Actually meets both the other two a kilo better at the weights for beating them home with this slightly different weight scale here. And for fourth, number four, this former Western Australian horse, Sienny, closed okay first Melbourne run in that strong Quisette Stakes behind Crown Witness. Should be fitter. Look for it to be hitting the line strongly over the last 200. I'm 3, 5, 1, and 4.
And making it tough, I guess, listening to the form analyst, because Darren Flindell likes the 5, Alizé for Godolphin to beat 1, 3, and 6. They've got different top tips to the boys. 5, 1, 3, and 6 for Darren in the Furious Race 6 at 3:10. Just had a couple of queries too, wondering why these two horses have come out of the Concord for people waking up through the morning. Super 2 suffered some bruising to its off-front Paston, and it'll be right in a couple of days, but couldn't run today. And Chris Lees has scratched Feline simply down to they didn't want to run her on a firm track today. So that's the reason for those two coming out.
Andrew, how much was that quaddy projected pool?
I've got it down at 600,000.
Wow, because you know that September is Quaddy Fest month at TAB. So we've got a Quaddy Fest for September. Go to tab.com.au and click on the promotions and everything there, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised what's on offer for Quaddy Fest in September.
Where do they go?
Tab.com.au, Andrew.
Okay,
and check it out there on the promotions page.
Well, you're in your pocket, are you?
Well, that will, you know, the contract negotiations went no good, so I've had to chip in the 600.
When Winx is around, the pools normally jump. And talking of Winx, after the break, will preview her race today, the Chelmsford Stakes.
If you're serious about finding some winners over the Spring Carnival, make sure you join myself, Dean Lester from Melbourne, Ronnie Duffersey and Glenn Munsey on Punters Postmortem from 9 a.m. on Monday morning. We'll canvass all the good runs and the bad runs from the weekend. Everest spots go on the line at Randwick. We'll check that out. Winks going for 19 in a row. While in Melbourne, the feature event is the Menzies Stakes, plus the three-year-olds clashing the McNeil. All of that, plenty more. Punters Postmortem from 9 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Spring brings out Melbourne's best, and we've got the best for you. 158 two-year-olds from leading sires showcased on grass breeze-ups, ready to race and ready to win. Be at Oaklands Melbourne Wednesday, October 4, and put yourself in the winner's circle with a two-year-old from the Inglis Ready to Race sale. Download the Ready to Race catalogue at inglis.com.au or on the Inglis Sales iPad app today.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Mum, it's almost Father's Day, and I've been thinking.
That's a first.
What's the perfect gift idea for switched-on dads like me?
That's a lot of Bing Lee.
Like the latest Apple iPhone or Samsung Galaxy smartphones?
Yes.
The Fitbit smartwatch?
Yes.
Or what about a DJI drone?
Yes, but not for you.
Mum, I can drive anything.
And you do. For Lano, do you know the perfect Father's Day gift?
What?
Why you chose with love.
Oh, Mum, I'm lost for words.
Finally, check out our Father's Day gift idea at Bing Lee.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser and the TAB's Glenn Munsey are with us. We're looking at the feature race for many today, the appearance of Winx, the second time we're going to see her in Sydney for the spring. And she lines up, Glenn, in the Tattersalls Chelmsford Stakes.
Yeah, Tattersalls Day there today, always traditionally this day. And we'll start with Sense of Occasion at the Tattersalls Club Chelmsford Stakes, returning today at $19. Red Excitement at $26. Who Shot the Barman at $71. Libran with a cross nose bend on at $151. Allergic at $126. Antonio Giuseppe $34. Chicante at $51. Saracen at $34. Lifeless Ordinary at $26. Harper's Choice at $34. Winx, she's carrying the earmuffs all the time today, not only in the enclosure, but she'll carry them in the race. At $1.09, that price makes her favourite. Lasquetti Spirit is an $81 chance. Well, she's 99.whatever% of the market Winx, as you would fully expect. And there's also a Winx out market, and there's win and place market there. So for that situation, you're basically taking Winx out of the equation totally. The race is on between every other runner, and it pays first, second and third. Sense of Occasion, the favourite there over Red Excitement, Saracen and Lifeless Ordinary.
Yeah, well, speed in the race, there isn't any. There's no real designated leader, so I suspect Red Excitement will press forward. Maybe Harper's Choice won't be too far away. Chicante from a wide draw can try and come across. And Chris sort of hinted that, you know, assuming she comes away cleanly, which she will, Winx can posse up, you know, certainly in the first third of the field from that good draw.
Yeah, she has to here. If she does miss the start, she needs to miss it to a length and a half to get off the rail here. That'll be his main objective, just getting her into a rhythm and ready to peel out. She doesn't want to be hemmed up, although she's a freak at getting out of trouble, we know that. Well, what are you going to say? Just all eyes are on her at the start and just keeping her out of trouble, and then it's all over. Place getters, I think Red Excitement, he owns this race, doesn't he? He owns this race from the front, and he kicked strongly there the other day in the Warwick Stakes, and he'll do similar at a mile here second up, where he invariably is better second up. So I thought he was a good bet for favourite out market. 9, Lifeless Ordinary is a horse I've got a huge rap on. after his first up run. It was a beauty, and he had scope to improve. This will top him off. He'll run well again, and Sense of Occasion, he probably would have had a better chance with Jar out of the track, but how could you deny his credentials? Third in a Doncaster first up, then he went to run third in Queen Elizabeth. He wins a Doomben Cup. Lot to like about him. And the other horse I'm watching for future reference is Saracen. I think he's a beauty. 11.291.
Yeah, world's best horse to win. It's got the best stats, best jockey, you know, unbeaten its last 10 runs at Randwick. Trained to perfection by Chris Waller. To beat number two, Red Excitement. Was good first up behind Winks, as Ronnie said, in the Warwick Stakes. Owns the lead here. Second up form is progressive, so I agree totally. I think it's the clear second pick. Six Antonio Giuseppe, fitter for an okay effort, also coming out of the Warwick Farm Stake, the Warwick Stakes. Should posse up midfield and, you know, be battling away for the Miners. And number nine, Life Less Ordinary, was good behind coming through there at Randwick in that benchmark 90. First up, having its second Australian preparation, and should be a nice and progressive here. 11 on top, 2, 6 and 9.
And for Darren Flindell, our race caller there today, 11 Winks to beat 9, 8 and 7. 11, 9, 8 and 7 in the Chelmsford Stakes, race number 7. Due to jump at 3.50. I tell you, this next race has also got the boys really bamboozled going by a couple of tweets. What's the market telling us, Glenn?
It's the Tattersalls Club Tramway Stakes, Andrew, and try and work this one out. We've got Happy Clapper as a $5 chance, McIntosh at 13, McCreary at 13, Heavens Above at 21, Zanbar at 23, Ecuador $3.80 in favourite, Invincible Gem at 4, Morris at 71, Tom Melbourne at $5.50, and the Virginian is a $9 chance. Slightly more money for Invincible Gem than Tom Melbourne, and they're responsible for half the investment on the race. Third pick is Ecuador, and fourth pick is Happy Clapper. Over to you, boys.
Well, Ecuador rolls to the front, I'm pretty sure of that. McIntosh from a wide draw has got sufficient gate speed to come across if they so desire. Invincible Gem will hold some sort of a spot from barrier five. And then where do they go on Tom Melbourne? He's got the pace if he wants to, but, you know, it's well documented he can get up on the bridle a bit and want to over race. Whether they're looking to find a trail, they may have to go a fair way back to get that trail, so that's the problem. But I think it's pretty guaranteed that Ecuador will go to the front and sort of roll along at his leisure.
Yeah, I got no doubts about that, and I've got no doubts that Invincible Gem kicks up underneath him and tags him the whole way. That's how the map looks here. They'll, you know, I think they've got it in their minds.
Where have you got McIntosh?
McIntosh, well, Chris Waller wide barriers is just no-nos. You know, negative straight away. I had him going forward, and then I had a second think about it. First up, maybe.
Is that the case for Tom Melbourne as well? Because he's got speed, but he can get on the chewy.
No, they 1,400 metres. They won't hunt him up. Chris's second run for Chris, he's trying to work his head. There's no way in the world they'll be aggressive on him. Not at 1,400 anyway. I don't know. I really don't know. When you first pick up the field, you go, okay, 1, 2, 3, and then you get right into this form, and there's some good talent here at big odds. I want to tip out of the yard in this race, and I get more of a feel for it. I've been trying to get a feel for it for 3 days, but I still haven't got a feel. I'm a Happy Clapper fan. I love the way he's trialled. He invariably sprints well fresh. I can see him racing closer today, and he's a good horse. You know, he's not badly in a race like this with the set weights and penalties. So, look, I'll put him on top with no confidence. Ecuador, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a great run from the front, a typical bone and muscle run. He was fantastic first up, and he'll be even better today. Tom Melbourne, if you can believe your eyes, he'll run on hard again here. And there's nothing wrong with Invincible Gem. I'm just on the wrong leg with her. She just keeps amazing me what she's been doing. But has she got the depth of some of these other horses, you know, with the horses that she's been beating? And then I look at a horse like McIntosh, who was, 7-1 to win a Stradbroke first up. in the winter. So, and then you've got McCreary, who's an absolute beauty, and you've got a Coolmore Classic winner in Heavens Above, who's $21. She goes well at Randwick. Zanbar's a Group 1 performer as well. And then I don't know what to think of the Virginian. He comes out of a course record time race here at this track last time. So there's no tail to this field. 1697 at this stage.
Yeah, I'm with Ecuador. I think the fact that he gets on pace favours here. I thought he was good first up behind Winks a fortnight ago. He's fitting here second up. The horse has won three times second up in previous preparations, including last campaign where he was second up this track and distance in the Carrington, where he was successful with 61 kilos on his back. He's only got 55 kilos here at the set weights and penalties. I think he'll roll along with Adam Hieronymus on board and take plenty of running down. I thought Tom Melbourne was the danger. It's well documented he was luckless behind Kingsguard there at Rose Hill first up. Only got clear late. And I made the point earlier that he should have plenty of energy stored up for this second up assignment. It's just where he gets on the maps that a slight query. But, you know, if he races with the intent that he raced a fortnight ago, he's going to be right in the mix. 7 for 3rd, Invincible Gem. She closed well to win the Missile Stakes first up impressively there. Had a nice barrier trial since. First up, I should say, winning the Missile Stakes. She's good 3 of 3 at Randwick. She's only run at 1400. She was successful. And she's going to get a beautiful run here, sucking up behind them, ready to pounce when they straighten up. And Ronnie mentioned half a dozen horses there that are in the mix, and he didn't mention one that I've thrown in here. He's a $70 chance, Morris. He obviously can't win, but he's certainly an exotic player. He's had two barrier trials. He's been placed fresh his last three campaigns between 1400 and 1600, and he's one horse that certainly does appreciate a dry track. So look for him to be hitting the line strongly over the last 200. I'm 6, 9, 7, and 8.
Well, Darren Flindell's with the clapper, Like Duff, number one, to beat 6, 7, and 9. 1, 6, 7, and 9. But while we're getting, hopefully, Winks winning start number, win number 19 in a row, that third leg of the quaddy, Glenn, is really going to make it tough with that projected quaddy pool of 600,000.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And how'd you like to take in $15 Ecuador and $11 Tom Melbourne on Monday? That's what prices they went up, because that was the quality of the nominations in the race there, including horses like Egg Tart, Fox Play, Deploy, that were all around them. And, you know, Washington Heights is running in the last. But, if you can try and work out what races horses are going to in this all-in market early in the week, you can find some overs. It doesn't mean they win, but you can't die eating overs. I know that.
Yeah, how much exactly. Did you get out of Egg Tart, though?
Egg Tart, I'll tell you exactly, Ronnie, because there's no use to trying to hide things here. In the Tramway Stakes, Egg Tart, there was $2,900 on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at the last, the Schweppes handicap here. A few scratchings, the 2, 3, 5 and 8 all come out of this one, Glenn.
Yeah, and it's the Schweppes handicap, just about time for one, I think, actually. Marin Ostro here, he's got a raft of changes today. He's got the concussion plates on the front. He's got winkers on. They've taken the blinkers off him. He's got a new home. He's at Mudgee now with Gaynor Williams at $21. Cool Chap is out. It's running in Melbourne. I haven't written the deduction down for some reason. Neither have I done for Farolidos, who's out. Rocket Commander is at $5.50. Luna Rise is out. My Nordic Hero at 26. It's got blinkers and a lugging bit on. Washington Heights odds on $1.80. Torgerson out. Berry Delicious blinkers on 21. Veladero back as a gelding at 5. Dawn Wall at 6. And Freestanding is a $41 chance. Well, with a stack of scratchings here, still the most popular runner is Washington Heights, but realistically, it's not Savage at all. And the deductions on this race here for the last, I don't know why I didn't write them down, but I can tell you now the deductions here down the page. Cool Chap, who came out on Thursday, 3 cents to win nothing the place. Farolitos out yesterday, 3 cents and 3 cents. Luna Rise out this morning, 2 cents and 2 cents. And Torgerson out this morning, 8 cents and 8 cents.
Yeah, well, two of the four scratchings were on-pace runners, so we're left with Rocket Commander being gifted the lead here. He'll just roll forward and just lead completely unopposed. I suspect Marin Ostro has got enough gate speed to hold some sort of a spot. Then the rest of them, they're not really noted go-forward horses. Valadero, maybe, from that wide draw. But there's another Waller horse that's drawn wide that, you know, they may jag it back, but it can go forward if it wants to. But as it sits, I've got Rocket Commander leading clearly from the top weight.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and Valadero did show good speed in his trial, his first as a gelding, and in a past life freestanding has had some speed, yes. But we're dreaming things up here. It does look like Rocket Commander owning this race from the front. I was, first glance, you thought this will just bolt in this favourite, Washington Heights, and then you get into the form, and this, more importantly, the speed map and the barrier that it's got, it makes things a little difficult. So, you know, you've got a back marker at $1.80 with a 6-metre rail and no speed up front. But since the scratchings, this has swung around the other way. There's only 8 runners now, and there's a couple of real back markers here. In my Nordic Hero, you'd expect he'd be very delicious at both back markers. So, where's he going to be running? 6th, 5th or 6th or something, you know? So that's not as severe as I was thinking with a 12-horse field. Anyway, I'm locked into Rocket Commander. I think she'll just, you know, give a good kick from the front here. I concede if Washington Heights gets the brakes at the right time and runs to his first 2 runs back, he gets over the top of her. 10, Valadero looks to have come back well as a gelding. And I'm expecting good things from Dawn Wall late, but I think it'll be too late. Ford, maybe I'll hold off 7, then 10 and 11.
Yeah, you know, Ronnie, all the points you made there are 100% right about Washington Heights. So, you know, I had him on top, and I'm more bullish now with the fact that we've got the 4 scratchings, and he's probably going to be in front of, you know, 2 or 3 other runners. He's certainly got the turn of foot to overpower them in the latter stages. He was terrific winning first up. There at Rose Hill, then he was tragic behind Kingsguard there, second up. As I say, he's clearly the best horse, and the dry track's really to his liking. Rocket Commander is my clear second pick. Has been fitter for 2 good on-pace runs. Most recent effort in the toy show was good, sort of in front with 100 to go. Just tired a little bit late, but should be fully fit now. Does get a soft lead. It's well documented the horse is best on wet tracks. But last preparation, third up, did win here at Randwick over 1,200 metres. So third up should be at a peak here. 10 for third, Valadero. First up, 2 trials. Was given a good hit out in both of them, so should be, you know, fit enough to perform well here. Has been gelded, and has got some fresh form. And for fourth, number 1, Marin Ostro. A 42-day freshen, and back to a more suitable trip here at 1,400 metres. And looks likely to get on pace and map favours. 7 on top from 4, 10 and 1.
7 also the fancy for Darren Flindell to be 10, 11 and 4. 7, 10, 11 and 4 in race number 9. Mike, how are you going to play it?
Oh, listen, just before I go on, in the first race there I gave my numbers as 3, 6, 2 and 5.
Yeah.
And I went on about my fourth selection was actually a dissolution is my fourth selection, so it's 3, 6, 2 and 4. I made a mistake there.
Okay.
They say never correct yourself, but I had to. Sorry about that.
No.
Best bets, well look, I like a few shorties. I like that Up and Rolling, but it's a silly price. I like Speed, but he's short. And I like Washington Heights, and he's short. So, you know, if anyone knows me, I hate tipping favourites. So look, they're the 3 I like, but they're terribly short. So, yeah. I'm a bit disappointed in that, but that's the way it's got to be.
That's the way it is. Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoy it, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Mike Fraser there. How are you going to play it, Duff?
Look, there are a couple of likeable favourites today. I might maybe the roll-up and the 2 favourites in races 1 and 5. I think Beau Jest and Spieth. Race 1, number 3. Race 5, number 3. Maybe a little all-up.
That's it. Major coverage right through the afternoon on Sky Thoroughbred Central, as well as Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio as well. We'll have the interviews, all the late mail, the pick of the yard with Lizzie, and Paul Joyce will analyse after every race today with Darren. That's on Sky Sports Radio. Hey, Duff, enjoy the magic of Winx.
I'd better get to the wardrobe and try and find this orange jockey's trust tie. I forgot about that today. So good luck to the big function there today, and good luck with Glenn up there as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ron. Ron Duppersey and Mike Fraser, they've previewed Randwick Racing today. The Sky Thoroughbred Central previews begin, as I say, in about an hour's time. You'll get a complete coverage right through the day, wherever you're watching or whether you're listening to Sky Sports Radio. Winks time is 10 to 4.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Good morning. Save on a range of King Living award-winning furniture when you buy two or more items during the Design and Save event. Visit your nearest King Living showroom. Hurry, end soon. Leaving Sydney, the M1 Pacific Motorway. Not too bad up to Newcastle. The M5, a little busier times around King George's Road into the main tunnel. And from the M5, a steady flow of traffic on Mars Street into the International Terminal at Sydney Airport. During the Snooze Slumberland sale, get up to 45% off Slumberland mattresses, headboards and bases. Hurry, for a limited time only. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
At Hancock's Bloodstock, we're delighted that Todd Howlett will be training the Bob's qualified two-year-old gelding by the champion three-year-old Seamus Award. This fellow's out of Sienna Star by Choisir. She was a city-winning mare, and she's the dam of Master Steve. Your trainer is Todd Howlett at Lower Belford. Your 5% share, just $1,490. $170 a month will cover all costs. See the website, hancocks.com.au, or call me, Shelley Hancocks, on 0352749171, AFS license 227-36.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. Today, there's a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got a $40,000 projected Big Six pool at Wentworth Park. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And time now on Sky Sports Radio to have a look at the big program, Memsey Day in Melbourne. The race worth this year, $1 million. Overcast, maybe some showers through the day. We'll get a bit update on that with the boys shortly. A good 4 and the rail at 6 metres. Race one is clear. In fact, take that back. We've got a late scratching in the first race. Number 8, Runway Queen, was taken out at 8:42 on Vets. So a late scratching, the first at Caulfield. Number 8, Runway Queen. In race 2, number 3, Rocket Commander, number 3. Race 3, take out the 4 emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 4, number 9. Race 5, number 3. Race 6, the Heath, take out 5, 6 and 7. Races 7 and 8 are clear, and race 9, again, take out the 4 emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Just in case you haven't got these, race 2, number 4, Forgerous, is Caitlin Madian, K. Madian. Race 3, number 6, Danuki, is Ethan Brown, claiming 3. And then race 8, number 4, 14, I should say. Race 8, number 14, is Craig Newitt. Repeating the late scratching, race 1, number 8, Runway Queen. And we welcome in Dean Lester. Good morning to you. No? All right, we're waiting for Dean. Righto, well, let me know. And we welcome to Mark Hunter. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this at Caulfield, mate, with the excellence of the Memsey. It's an extremely quality race, isn't it?
It is. It's a terrific meeting. There's... you know, the good ones are kicking off and see how they come back. The three-year-olds are looking to step up. And as you say, you've got the Memsey, the million-dollar Memsey. So it's all happening.
It is. A lot of interest in the Golden Rose from the three-year-olds' point of view. And they've been very upbeat about Merchant Navy, the way that the horse has progressed into this campaign. We see it run today and then comes to Sydney in a perfect world towards the Golden Rose. So a lot of interest in the McNeil as well.
Let's hope they're right, Andrew. We'll be cheering him on.
Yeah, you got a little interest, haven't you? We should put that out there.
Little hair in the tail.
Yep. Righto. As we await Dean, Glenn Munsey certainly online from tab.com.au. And Glenn, what about the prices here in the first?
Okay, Andrew, this is Justice Glory at $4.20. That makes it favourite. This is a tricky betting race here. Prosecution is at $4.40. Milani at $4.40. Watch Me Spin 11. Hard Faith 15. Judy in Disguise at $4.40. Play That Song at 7. And Runway Queen, that late scratching around about 25 minutes ago. Best supported runner here is Justice Glory, the toppy, who did go back up 4.40 this morning. Prosecution was favourite 5 minutes ago, but been replaced by Justice Glory.
Okay, we have got Dean. We've got him via the phone. We'll just take Glenn's line down. We're getting some extra noise coming through Glenn's line there. Dean Lester, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew.
You okay?
I'm great, thank you.
Righto, beautiful. What about your thoughts here in the first over the 1,400 metres?
Geez, not a lot between these fillies that ran at Sandown a couple of weeks ago, the race won by Justice Glory. I'm just going with Prosecution. I think she'll get a good run. Mark Zara taking over, and I'm leaning her way from Play That Song's a filly I've got a bit of time for. She keeps hitting the line okay in her races, and 1,400 might suit. Justice Glory's there with a chance. Just a tricky draw in the small field, and Judy in Disguise looks the likely leader. Blake Shin taking over. 2, 7, 1, and 6.
Yeah, very even race. I've got same four numbers, just a different order. I'm going with number one, Justice Glory. I thought it beat the similar field first up. It has got a little bit of a sticky draw, but I just think if it shows any improvement from that first up run, then it can beat them again. To beat number two, Prosecution, goes forward, gets a lovely run for Zara, got a good chance. Number six, Judy in Disguise, fitter for two runs, it's the leader. Not sure how the big north wind's going to affect that. And seven, Play That Song, who'll be back in the field and running on like it did first up. 1, 2, 6, and 7.
1, 2, 6, and 7 for Mark. Matt Hill is calling. He likes the 7 to beat 6, 2, and 1. 7, 6, 2, and 1 in the first. And that's something I should have mentioned. I was going to ask you, I'll come to you, Mark, because you're a bit closer, but maybe a shower or two through the day is the prediction.
Yeah, it's looking outside, Andrew. We've only had very brief showers this morning. The wind hasn't really blown up yet, but it will later in the day. And looking at the map, they're going to get passing showers, but I think the wind will blow them away pretty quickly. So I don't think we'll get any rain that will affect the track, but maybe the wind will have a say.
Okay, so it's a good four right now, and we'll just monitor that. And the winds, Jason Kerr told us earlier, about 40-kilometre winds northerly, so we'll monitor that with Matt and Dean through the afternoon. So that's race one. Glenn, what about the Chandler McLeod, race two at 1 o'clock?
Right, we start with Risque here as a $26 chance. Sism at 9, Rocket Commander's out, it's running in Sydney. Four Duress at 26, Every Faith 10. Firenze at 51, Vital Importance 23. Oregon's Day, the favourite, $3.30. Tahani at 7, War Baby at 51. Swampland at 4, Heavenly Descent at 23, Princess of Queens at 9. Felica is a $41 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Oregon Day, exactly half the investment on the race. Open 3.30, got into as short as 3, it's gone back to $3.30. Second pick would be Swampland, who's been 4 to 4.20 back to 4. Third pick is Sism, who's been 7 out to 10, then back into 9.
Okay, I want to mention, just before I come to you, Mark, Princess of Queens runs here for Mick Price. We'll just take Glenn's line off again. I'm getting some shocking noise coming back at me there. But, Dean, I wanted to mention Princess of Queens. It was just after 10 o'clock last week that we learnt the terrible news of Drew Morfitt tragically losing his life there on Friday night. And he, along with his wife, are part owners of this horse today. Let's hope that Princess can run well.
Yeah, absolutely. Drew became a very passionate racehorse owner over the last 20 years or so, and Drew and Kaz are involved. They were involved with the brother to this horse, Prince of Brooklyn, who was good to them, and Princess of Queens, of course, won at Sandown a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, no, there'll be a lot of people cheering for her today.
And only saw TV reports, but the send-off, it looked to be a celebration of Drew's life on Thursday.
It was Drew to a T. It was a bit irreverent. It was a bit funny. It was a bit naughty. It was great fun, really. Sandy Roberts hosted the ceremony, and it was a terrific send off at the MCG, and in fitting style, the drinks were in the long room afterwards, and plenty of red was consumed. Andrew,
yeah, that's good because he loved it. And I will say, I saw Greg Miles tell a story about Drew calling a two-horse race, and he mucked up the colours.
I was there. It was the Pakenham Cup Day at Cranbourne, and Sky Heights was having an exhibition gallop, and one of the committeemen said, "Oh, we've got no atmosphere here. We need a call." And Drew said, "Oh, okay." And he was given the microphone, and he called magnificently. Sky Heights winning the gallop. The only problem was it wasn't Sky Heights winning the gallop. It was the stablemate.
That was the end of his calling days in racing.
That's it.
Anyway, let's hope Princess of Queens can run well for Kaz today. All right, Mark, what are your thoughts in the second?
Andrew, my thoughts are this is the best for the day, number 8, Oregon's Day. I think it really came of age last campaign. The best run was probably the one at Flemington where it bombed the start and ran terrific there. I loved its first up run. It was given a soft ride. It was back in the field and just worked home beautifully. I like the jump to 1,400 metres. I think it will be probably midfield or a touch worse. Just work its way into the race and win. I think number 5, Every Faith, is the danger. It was a good win last time. It's trialled well since. It'll be a lot fitter for that last win. 11, Swampland. Absolutely flying this horse. Going to be tucked away. Got a good turn of foot. And then number 13, Princess of Queens, who gets a great run. I just think it's a harder race, this one. Keen on 8, 8, 5, 11 and 13.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really good race for the Mick Price stable, and I like Oregon's Day also. I thought she was a bit of a risk first up at 1,100, and she was wide on a day you didn't want to be wide, and then she went back to the inside, and she recorded some of the best late closing sections of the day. Mark Zara down to a lightweight two for by his standards, and I think it's a good lead that Oregon's Day is the one to beat 13, and that is Princess of Queens. I think she'll get a great run. This is harder, but she's going to be in the right spot for a long way. Schism's the likely leader. She was run off her feet in a real high-class race last start. Back to Mayor's Grade here in Tahani. I thought did enough first up, but tend to agree with Mark. Oregon's Day, it's very hard to beat. 8, 13, 2 and 9.
Yeah, completing that thought is Matt Hill. He's made it his best bet, Oregon's Day number 8, to beat 11, 14 and 12. 8, 11, 14 and 12 in race 2. Glenn, the next is a benchmark 78.
Yes, Andrew, and we start here with Rich Luck at $26. Suspense at $34. Mr. Sneaky at $6. The Answer My Friend at $3.70 and favourite. Tribal Wisdom, $19. Danuki, $41. Dusty Jack, $11. Highland Beat, $34. St. Valorum, $21. Smart As You Think, $34. Violate, $26. Bazelle at $16. Devil's Punch, $26. Hallelujah Boy at $8.50. Handsome Thief at $5. Furza at 23, put the pen through the emergencies. Pretty good betting race here. There's money for about 7 horses here. Most popular runner being Hallelujah Boy for Chris Lees here. Did go up as much as $17, so it's more than halved its quote. Second pick is Dusty Jack. Third pick would be Mr. Sneaky. And fourth pick, St. Valorum. I don't know whether the boys have gone as wide as those.
Well, have you, Dean?
I haven't, Andrew. I like the form line of The Answer My Friend and Mr. Sneaky. They've met a couple of times. I think at 1,200, I'm going to be with The Answer My Friend. The variable is the wind factor through the day. He's a pretty one-dimensional horse. From that draw, he'll just be rolling up near the speed. But he's such a strong horse, and he was underdone first up. He ran a terrific race. I think he can win. Mr. Sneaky's a good talent also that's trialled up nicely. 7, Dusty Jack, did more than enough in the same race as The Answer My Friend. He'll be competitive, and 15, Handsome Thief, back onto dry ground might improve, but I'll be playing at round 4 and 3 pretty strongly for me, Andrew. 4, 3, 7, 15.
I think it's a tough race, this one. I'm going to go with Dusty Jack each way at the odds here, number 7. I thought he was terrific first up. He was back, he was wide, he was basically given no hope first up and did a terrific job to run 4th. He's got a horrible gait. I just hope he can get some cover, come down the outside at double-figure odds and run well. To beat number 4, The Answer My Friend, he's a good horse. He was terrific first up. He's going to be fitter for that. He's got a great hope. 3, Mr. Sneaky, he's trialling up terrific at Flemington. He'll be buried away and charging. And 14, Hallelujah Boy here. Gee, I've seen one of this horse's wins in Japan. It had to be seen to be believed. It's had 2 trials here for Chris Lees. They've been okay. It's got a barnstorming finish. Look for it to be charging late. 7, 4, 3 and 14.
Yeah, I think they've been happy with it. Chris Lees can be disconservative when he's bringing horses to the races, but I think he's been quite happy with the trials, as you say, Mark. Matt Hill likes the 7 as well, Dusty Jack, to beat 4, 14 and 15. 7, 4, 14 and 15. The first of the features is the McNeil. As I said earlier, a lot of interest in a few of these maybe Golden Rose horses, particularly Merchant Navy. What about the market with fixed odds, Glenn?
Yeah, we'll start with Kobayashi here. The top is an $8.50 chance. Merchant Navy favourite at $2.60. Trekking at $3.50. Hualalai at $14. Murahib at $17. Evil Cry at $51. King's Authority $19. Poseidon's Pool $16. Bell Sonic is out. Plover set at $12. And Booker's an $8.50 chance. Well, it's been one-way traffic all week here. Merchant Navy, you could have had as much as $7 about it in the all-in market, mainly because of the fact Catchy was nominated for the race and it went up as the favourite. But even since the final field on Wednesday, it's been $3.10 into $2.60. The second pick is Trekking, who went up $3.10 with Merchant Navy, and it's gone the other way, as you would fully expect with Merchant Navy firming up.
Okay, at the end, I'll ask you about the Golden Rose with a couple of these, particularly Merchant Navy, what odds they are at the moment. But how's it set up, Dean?
That's a good question, Andrew. I thought that I'm expecting the likes of Booker to come across from out wide and Kobayashi. I thought they went too slow mid-race on Kobayashi, and I think it's been acknowledged by the stable they might have erred there. So I'm expecting that's the speed to come across, and a few of those that have drawn a bit better can kick up inside. Certainly Merchant Navy's one that likes to try and to get him to relax, but he probably wouldn't be that far away. But, yeah, the speed from out wider.
Yeah, James Cummings was on yesterday. He gave a glowing report on Trekking's gallop on Tuesday. I don't know whether there was any vision of it, but he was certainly very happy first time around the track. I know they're out wide, but he was really happy with it.
Yeah, okay. And yeah. Look, he ran well. I think this is a better group of horses than the Overshare form line, if you're using that from last week. And Trekking comes through that form line. But, yeah, he's certainly got talent.
Mark, as you say, you own a few hairs in Merchant Navy. Are you going to put it on top, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I think he'll win, Andrew. He hasn't put a foot wrong this campaign. His work, his trials, everything has just been terrific. The trainer's extremely upbeat, so is the jock. I think he'll get back, he'll peel to the outside, he'll let rip, and I reckon he'll win. I put number three, Trekking, in for second. Got that run under its belt, gets a beautiful run from the draw. 11, Booker, has come back in terrific form. It's trialing super at Flemington. And 10 Plover set, fitter for one run back, just has to run a strong 1,200 metres. That's going to be the query there. But I think you'll win 2, 3, 11 and 10.
I'm going to go with the filly, Booker. I think Mark mentioned the trials. I think she's flying. I thought that win down the straight was outstanding, and probably at the tail end of her preparation when she went to Adelaide. Resumes here. I think she can ride the speed and be hard to beat. Kobayashi will be up on the speed. I'm giving him some chance. Certainly Merchant Navy can win. He's just going to have to get out and get clear air, and if he does, he'll be steaming to the line. And Trekking's the other one I'm going to include. But I thought Booker was just big odds here. I think she'll give a great sight. 11, 1, 2 and 3.
And for Matt Hill, it's 3 Trekking to be 2, 8 and 11. 3, 2, 8 and 11. Glenn, just on the Golden Rose from a Merchant Navy point of view?
$15 chance, Andrew. Trekking at 26. And the other runners that are in the Golden Rose, Kobayashi's 100-1, Murahib and King's Authority at 200-1 each of two.
Okay, so a bit of interest, particularly in Merchant Navy. To race 5 for the fillies and mares, the Cockrum.
Yeah, we've got Savannah Amore here at $8.50. Furyk at $2.60 in favourite. Anna Royale not there. Flying Jess, 21. Jennifer Lynn, 11. I Am the Lady, 16. Miss Cover Girl at $7. Then we go to Sword of Light at 17. Sullivan Bay at 9. Liuba at 10. Foreign Affair, 34. Divine Chills, 26. And Written Era is a $14 chance. Daylight here behind Furyk, as much as $4 bet about it. Now into $2.60.
Righto, and I should mention it's for mares this race. Dean, how do you see race 5?
With the money, I'm with Furyk, Andrew. She's a terrific mare. She's run 5 of 9, but importantly 5 of 7 at the distance, and I think she's the one to beat from 7, Miss Cover Girl, first run for the Weir Stable. Her profile says she flies fresh. She's a query runner. 9, Sullivan Bay with fitness up on the speed, and Savannah Amore with the blinkers on and back onto dry ground might improve, but I think Furyk will win. I think she's the best of the day. 2-7-9-1.
Yeah, same exacta for me. Number 2, Furyk. It's trialled well. It's just a beauty of a mare. Get a good run just behind them, come out, and no doubt it's the one to beat. 7, Miss Cover Girl, the query for Darren Weir. Drawn a bit awkward. Don't know if it goes forward or takes a sit behind them, but got good form in Queensland. 5, Jennifer Lynn. It can run well, this horse. Obviously something amiss last time before a spell when it disappointed, but wasn't far behind Furyk last campaign without much luck. And down to number 13, Written Era, who was terrific first up, was awful second up. It's a better horse than that. It might run a place. 2-1 to beat, 2, 7, 5, and 13.
2 is also the fancy for Matt Hill to beat 10, 13 and 1. 2, 10, 13 and 1 in race 5, the Cochrane. Race 6, couple of scratchings here in the Heath, Glen, over the 1,100.
Yeah, we start with Saraceno here, a $19 chance. Voodoo Lad at $3.90. Malibu Style at $10. Shidel Favourite, $2.40. Scratch the next three. Go down to Crystal Dreamer, an $8 chance. Royal Tudor at $16. We've Got This at $17. Saucibon at $8.50. And Runson is a $21 chance. Well, if the markets are right today, David Hayes, Tom Dabernick and Ben Hayes might as well just stand in the winner's stall and not move all day, because this is the best back runner easily in this. Shidel, half the investment on the race and basically all of the investment on the all-in is on Shidel. Double what's on Voodoo Lad, and third pick is actually Saucibon.
Yeah, Mark, going by the tries of Shidel, I guess people might be just following it.
Yeah, it's certainly the one to beat, Andrew. That Oakley Plate run, we just ran them into the ground, was... winning form for this sort of race. I guess the worry is going to be just how much the wind does affect the leaders. I've got it on top, number 4, Shidel, to beat number 2, Voodoo Lad. He's a beauty. He resumes. He's going to get out of the pack and charge. He'll be hard to beat. Down to number 9, Royal Tudor. I thought had a really good place chance. Tucked away midfield inside. A few of these suspect 1,100 facing the breeze. He can run a place. And 3, Malibu Style, who's a good horse. He resumes. A little bit of an awkward gait, but he won't be disgraced. 4, 2, 9 and 3.
I'm going the other way. I'm going with Voodoo Lad. I think he'll be very strong late here, and he's a terrific sprinter. He ran second in the Newmarket in the autumn. Shidel won the Oakley Plate in the autumn, so they're both really high-quality sprinters, very well graded in this race. I'm going 2 from 4. I'm putting the two horses in that competed a bit against each other through the autumn in 8, Crystal Dreamer, and 3, Malibu Style, next best. Both have been trialling really well in recent weeks. Crystal Dreamer's flown at the trials, and Malibu Style went round the outside fence virtually at Flemington and trialled brilliantly. So I think both of them can get into the money. But I think 2 and 4 are the principal chances. 2, 4, 8 and 3.
Race caller Matt Hill likes the 4, Shidel, to be 2, 12 and 8. 4, 2, 12 and 8 in race 6. And good luck to Rod Ollerton. He's taken Royal Tudor down there, and normally goes pretty quick fresh, and it'll be there drawn nice Barry. Good luck to you, Rob. To race 7, the feature race of the day, Glenn, it's the $1 million New Zealand Bloodstock Memsey Stakes.
Yes, and Blackheart Bart here is $6.50. Le Romaine is $6.50 as well. Toss and Stardom at $13. Humidor at $21. Vega Magic Favourite, $2.70. Charmed Harmony, $26. Jon Snow, $34. Hey Doc, $6.50. Suburge at $34. Single Gaze, $41. I Am a Star at $16, and Yankee Rose back at the races today is a $13 chance. Really good betting race this. Actually, $76 separates Hey Doc from Vega Magic. Right behind them is Blackheart Bart. Next pick is Le Romaine, and then Yankee Rose.
And there's not much between them, obviously, as you've just spelled out. Race worth $1 million, Dean. How's it going to be out of the barriers here?
Well, the speed's all drawn well, Andrew, really. Charmed Harmony 2, Vega Magic 3, Haydock 1, Le Romaine in 6 probably, and the likes of Blackheart Bart, Toast and Stardom not far away, and where I'm a Star fits in from 7. But then from 7 out, I think they get back runners. So, you know, it should be good enough speed.
Who do you think wins it?
I'm going with Le Romaine. I just think at the price, he ran well first up. He's had the trial since then. He's a genuine Group 1 horse, as the four main chances are, but I just think he's over the odds. Blackheart Bart won the race last year. He didn't look ready in the mounting yard to win first up. He's just carrying a bit of condition. His coat wasn't quite there. I'm expecting him to be fitter. Vega Magic was outstanding winning first up. It was a terrific win. He goes to 1,400 here. He can win the race, and Haydock, again, in a Group 1, has come up with a good draw, so that's going to help him from that draw to run a good race. But I thought Le Romaine was over the odds, 2, 1, 5 and 8.
I've got the same four numbers, just a different order. I like number 8, Haydock, each way. I think he'll just get that run that Dean said right behind Charmed Harmony. He'll be a Vega Magic outside him. He'll get beautiful cover, get into the clear. He was super first up. I think 1,400 metres is his pet distance, and I think he's an each-way special to beat number 5, Vega Magic. Terrific win first up with that big weight. It was holding Brave Smash on the line. It'll stalk the speed. It's got a great hope. Tula Remain, fitter for that first up run, will be joining in strongly. And one Blackheart Bart, not really suited by the wet track first up, fitter for that run. Just a little while since we've seen his absolute best. 8, 5, 2, and 1.
I've just double-checked Matt Hill's tips here, and, I'm definitely going with the right set. 11, I Am a Star, to beat 12, Yankee Rose, 5, Vega Magic, and 4, Humidor. 11, 12, 5, and 4. It's just going to be one hell of a race, Dean.
It is, Andrew. I think, I don't know if they've got a better field for the $1 million, but they've certainly got a good field this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman's horse, the Derby winner from here in Sydney, John Snow, obviously double figure odds, but it's on the trek to the Cups.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. This is about the time we saw Mongolian Khan kick off. When he won the Corfu Cup 2 years ago, and he impressed so much right from day one. So it'll be, I'm really interested to see that horse today.
The Memsey at 10 past four. So we got Winks at 3.50 and the Memsey 20 minutes later at 10 past four. And the Heatherly, well, there's a few setting off on the Cups here as well. One horse that Dean's mentioned in the past starts at Glen.
Yes, Ventura Storm. We saw a trial to Tura or somewhere the other day. Yeah. I'll tell you what, this is going to test you out. Ventura Storm's an $11 chance. Assign at 21, Tally at 7, Amrella at 21, Gardini 21, Harlem 9, Amelie Star 7.50, Montoya Secret 6.50, Hell or High Water $6 and favourite, Venga Mask 13, Fanatic 51, Magna Pal 34, Tiamo Grace 17, Don DeRemo 61, and Dulverton is an $8.50 chance. Nowhere near as brisk the betting is some of the races because it might be just too hard for them. Best supported runner overall is Tally in front of Hell or High Water, then Tiamo Grace, and down the bottom to Dulverton.
Mark, how do you see the Heatherly?
Andrew, I'm going for Hell or High Water. I think she's just in outstanding form. She hasn't had everything to suit those last few runs with track conditions and wind and whatever. I think she'll find the front pretty comfortably from that wide gate. And just with her fitness, she can run these into the ground. I think Dulverton, number 15, who's been chasing at home, has got a great hope. Will be tucked away midfield, just weaving its way through and charging. 8, Montoya's Secret. Got a zero next to its name. It certainly wasn't disgraced. It could jump out of the ground here. And fourth pick, number 3, Tally, who was good enough first up with that big weight and should be fitter for that. 9, 15, 8 and 3.
On with the same horse in Hell or High Water. I think a lot of these horses are 4 to 6, maybe 8 weeks off their grand finals, and this is absolute grand final day for her. And I think the Hayes Dabney Yard have had it in their mind for some time to have her peaking for today, and I think she'll just roll along and be hard to beat. Tally, I thought, ran well first up, will be fitter. Emily Starr did more than enough first up in the Lawrence. That was a lovely return, and 1700 second up's ideal. And Ventura Storm, I'll be following him right through the spring. I think he's ticking over well and resumes here. But I think this is a real chance for Hell or High Water to pinch a stakes race. 9, 3, 7, and 1.
For Matt Hill, it's 7 to beat 15, 3 and 1. 7, 15, 3 and 1. Glenn, I was going to ask you what price Ventura Storm in the Melbourne Cup, but that's probably an unfair question. Can I get you to tell us at the end?
Yeah, it'll take me, as soon as I finish this race, it'll take me 30 seconds.
Yep, okay, so we'll do that at the end. What about the last here at 5.25?
Yeah, turn it around. Andrew's a $23 chance. Grand Rosso at $2.60 in favourite. There's another Hayes Davenick runner. Barisha at 61, long odds, boys, today. Chocolate Holic is a $7 chance. Great Esteem at 34. Hardem at 13, Snit Sun at 9, Cool Chap, scratch from Sydney to run here, thought Sydney was a little bit easier, at 15, Yesterday Songs at 21, Refulgent 61, Tarquin 41, Red Alto 13, Suchet at 10, Albertino 34, Dodging Bullets at 41, Divine Mr. Artie at 11, and happy to say there is no more. Best supported runner here is actually Divine Mr. Artie, right down the bottom. He's 6.50 out the 9, now 11, and is the best supported runner here. Second pick is Snit Sun, third pick Chocolate Holic.
Right, Omar. Dean, sorry, your thoughts here on the last.
Yeah, Andrew, I think there's a lot with little place chances in this race, but I don't think there's many winning chances. I think Grand Rosso is the one to beat. I just thought at Flemington he looked fantastic, but looked one run short, and maybe that's how it played out. expecting Haydock to run well in the Group 1 Memsey a bit over an hour earlier. That's the form line, and I think he's the one to beat. Chocolate Holic was a much improved run second up. I think he's ready to race well. Just an awkward draw to contend with. Little Place Chances at odds to Cool Chap, who I think's trialled up well. First run for the Hayes Dabney Guard, and Suchet did enough first up, wasn't there, far beyond Chocolate Holic. 2, 4, 8 and 13.
Yeah, I think it's a two-horse race with those 2 and 4. I've just gone the other way. Number 4, Chocolate Holic. It's had a couple of goes for Darren Weir. It was back last on the corner. It was a good run last time in a good race. We'll certainly take a good ride from the barrier, but maybe Brad can duck and dive. If he has some luck, he'll charge to beat number 2, Grand Rosso. Terrific first up. It's the obvious danger. Got a great chance. Then out to number 16, Divine Mr. Rady. Ready to win, but needs luck from inside. And 7, Snitson. Maybe one run away, but gets Zara on board today. 4, 2, 16 and 7.
And for Matt Hillen, the last, it's 7, Snitson to beat 2, 13 and 8. 7, 2, 13 and 8 in the last. What price, Glenn?
$4 chance, Andrew. Actually went up 51. It's into $34 now.
34 for the Melbourne
Cup. Ventura Storm for
Ventura the Melbourne Storm,
Cup.
Yep, going into today. Mark, what's your standout?
Oregon's Day, Andrew. Race 2, number 8, I think is the best. And we'll go Merchant Navy, race 4, number 2.
Race 4, number 2. 2, 8 and 4, 2. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I just thought that Furyk Race 5 was the standout, and I'm pretty keen on the answer. My friend probably won the win to the place in Race 3.
Race 3, something each way there. Race 3, number 4. Mate, it'll be a great day. Let's hope the wind doesn't play too much of a role, and maybe listening to Mark there, those showers are probably going to be swept through by the wind anyway.
Yeah, let's hope so, that you don't want on those days to have too much variables, and yeah, looking forward to seeing the good horses back in action.
Yeah, 350 Winks, 410 the Memsey. If you're out and about or tune in to Sky Sports Radio, we'll have it fully covered. Thanks a lot, mate.
Good on you, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hutter, leave us with something, Glenn.
Yeah, we might want to take the golfer's double, Andrew. Ronnie's best Spieth into the boy's best Furyk, if you're a golfing fan. 240 for Spieth, and I think 270 for Furyk, if you want to take that double there. That is a multi, but the jockey's challenge across both meetings. We'll go to Caulfield first. I'll spit it out. Craig Williams, $1.45. Mark Zara at 3. Ben Thompson, 10. The other riders are Brad Rewilla, Dwayne Dunn, Ben Mellum, and Blake Shin. Whilst at Randwick on Tattersall's Club Day, Kieran McAvoy, the 155 favourite, over Huey Bowman at 3, Corey Brown, 480. The other riders, Brent Navdala, Ty England, and a lot less hirsute Ty England, and Brent Navdala today, Glyn Schofield and Timmy Clark.
Yeah, the bids have come off and they're focused for the spring after doing a great job with their charity. Hey, Glenn, enjoy it out there. It'll be just a monster day on a glorious day for racing.
Yeah, let's hope we raise a lot of money, Andrew, for the National Jockeys Trust there today on their luncheon day, and don't forget Quaddy Fest, September's Quaddy Fest. Check tab.com.au. You're going to be pleasantly surprised if you're a quaddy putter.
Righto, go there and check it out. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. We'll take a break and then we'll be looking at Doomben today.
If you love your racing or sports, Sky Sports Radio's for you. Sunday to Friday mornings, the Big Sports Breakfast has a galaxy of guests.
I did come on soon as the young
guy. Yeah.
She's lucky you got back on.
Needed to be 15 to go.
With the NRL finals closing in and both the Giants and Swans right in the AFL Premiership contention, we'll bring you the very latest.
Ready to run now.
And with Sydney Spring Carnival underway, Racing HQ, Punters Postmortem and the National Racing Service cover everything that moves. Enjoy your sports and racing with Sky Sports Radio.
Be 100% New South Wales bred and eligible for the $9,000 in bonuses for your first 2 or 3 year old win. Breed to the fastest horse standing in New South Wales. What are we needy? Be eligible for even more by breeding to a colonial bred stallion. The Group 1 winner, 1010 in America, Caribbean Blaster, or Lombo Pocket Watch. All standing at Yerribee Stud.
club in New South Wales. Visit eurobee.com.au.
Mum, the new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 is coming to Bingley, and I know everything about it.
Everything?
The largest ever infinity display, the new S Pen for notes on the go, even when the screen is off, two cameras, and optical zoom.
You know about the Bonus Wireless Charger?
Yep.
And the free screen repair offer?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
The new Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Order yours now at Bingley and get your Bonus Wireless Charger.
Terms and conditions, including Bonus Charger redemption, apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Now at Trackside, you will get better odds on every runner, every race. That's runners 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 12 and on all codes. Dogs, trots and thoroughbreds. Head down to your local tab today and get on Trackside. But remember, gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddie pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Time to have a look at Doomben Racing. A little bit overcast this morning, but they're not expecting any rain. Michael Maxworthy will update in just a moment on that. We'll also check out the scratchings for this program at Doomben. In fact, let's go to Maxie and just check out the weather. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, the weather, I know they went up overcast earlier today, and it was. I was here watching a bit of track work earlier, but it's clear, beautiful, plenty of blue sky, a little bit of white puffy cloud hovering around, but no sign of any rain. In fact, it's been a while since we've had rain in southeast Queensland. They've had to irrigate this track a fair bit this week, and today they've given out a good four, but I don't think it'll be too much longer before it gets to a good three, Andrew. The rail out 2.5 metres. The entire circumference of the track.
Righto. Well, let's have a look at these scratchings for the program. Race 1, take out 2, 3, 8 and 14. Race 2, number 7. The third is clear. Race 4, take out 3, 6, 7 and 9. Race 5, the scratchings are 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, 11 and 13. Race 6, 12, 13 and 14 are out. Race 7, 9 and 12. And race 8, take out 7 and 9. So that's the information for Doomben, as I say, scratching. So let's go and have a look at the TAB fixed odds. Are you confident about the meeting, Maxie?
I am. I do like a few of them today, Andrew, and I reckon we can get the cash in the first race with Impregnable. What price is he this morning on TAB?
Yeah, right now $3 for Jeff Lloyd's Mount the 4. Ignite the Light, number 7, at $3.40 and 10 Bodacious at $5.
Fair bit of speed in this contest over 1,200 metres. I think Ignite the Light pings to the lead here. All the Muck can go with him in the early part. And Secret Puzzle, she usually only knows one way, and that's fast. So I think it's going to set up beautifully for the horse that takes the trail. Horses that are going to posse up fourth, fifth, sixth. And that's where I think Impregnable will be. Now, I know he was beaten in the first race here a fortnight ago when a $1.40 favourite. But there were some excuses. Toby Edmonds is saying principally the drop back from the 12 to the 1,050 and the fact that the horse was checking off heels at the 600 when he should have been going forward. He lost a length or two. I think from the gate, travels beautifully today, and I think he can get a win. To beat number 7, Ignite the Lights, he'll go quickly, and they will probably pressure him, but I'm sure he's going to give a good kick around this tight-turning Doomben track. Then I've got 10 in the mix, Bodacious. The faster they go up front, the better this mare will finish off. And then number 1, Jet Sonic. Unlucky not to win last start. There was a horse that broke down in front of him, pushed him back a length further, and he was only beaten a neck. So a good race to kick things off with, but I'm confident that Impregnable, number 4, can beat 7, 10 and 1.
4, 7, 10 and 1 in the first. Race 2, small field here. 5, Haversay's the Shorty at $1.50, Sony Legend at $6.50, and Mystic Opal, $7.50.
Looks as though it's his race for the taking, Haversay. Finley and Birchley kept him back to 1,200 metres. He's been in dashing form. He really has thrived since the break. He won at Grafton, and then he's next to this track and distance at Doomben. The only thing is, with just a small field of 6 runners, you then start to worry about tempo. It's usually pretty sedate in small fields, and then tactics become important. The speed here looks to be Divine Service. He looks the only leader, and he can give a good kick here. So Haversay, with Matt McGilvray in the saddle, will need to be alert to try and get off the fence coming towards the bend. If he gets the splits in the straight, he should go on and score a comfortable win. 5, Haversay, to continue on his winning way. To beat number 4, Mystic Opal. She's very good first up, and she has been trialing well. She'll sit back and run on. Three Divine Service, the one that's going to look the winner turning into the straight. And then number two, Sony Legend, 5, 4, 3, and 2.
To race number three, a benchmark 75. And number two, Stanley, is the favourite here for Michael Costa. Well, in fact, it's joint favourite at $5 with number five in G Good B at $5. So the two and the five, both at five. Eight Garanda at $7, and Lasker number nine is at $7 also. Competitive little race, this one.
It is over the 2,200 metres. We had an identical race a fortnight ago. It was the same, a BM75 over 2,200. It was won by Stanley, so he's the measuring stick here. I think we're all on him that day. We knew that he was going to get all the favours. He was well handled by Jag Guthman Chester and got the money, but different circumstances today. He rises 2.5 kilos. And he's drawn a poor gate. So I'm just going to relegate him a little bit in the standings, Stanley. And the horses that finished just behind him a fortnight ago, I'm going to give the nod to. I love these horses on the minimum over 2,200. And that's why I'm pretty keen on number nine, Lascar. He ran fourth to Stanley. He was only beaten 3/4 of a length. I just hope it's a real staying contest, because this fella's probably looking for a mile and a half. He'll come under pressure a fair way from home, but he'll keep on in the straight. Nine, Lascar to win it. To beat number eight, Go Rada, who's finished slightly ahead of Lascar the other day in the Stanley race. Looks to get a lovely run. She should stalk for speed. Again, no weight on her back. Then seven, Brilliant Jet. Concerns me that he hasn't raced for 6 weeks. He missed a bit of work with a foot abscess, but I like him, the Tasmanian Galloper, giving him a place chance. And then number two, Stanley. He's got a bit of a job to do today. 9, 8, 7, and 2.
9, 8, 7, and 2 right now. Race 4, a benchmark 85 for the fillies and mares. And number 11, Plucky Girl, is the favourite just though. $2.80. Number 2, D9L at $3. 4, Rosie Posey at $4.80. And then out to 5, Passion Flower at $9.
I'm going with the favourite here, Plucky Girl. She'd been out of luck at a previous 3 or 4 starts, but a beautiful ride by Jeff Lloyd last start to get up on the rails. There was no room, but he managed to force through, and she got the money. That was at the recent Mecca meeting here at Durban. And I just think of the weight today. That was this track and distance, so she likes it. She drops 3.5 kilos. She's only got 54 on her back with Jeff Lloyd. Now, the alley, not nasty for mine over the 1350 here. I think she'll go forward. Toby Edmonds thinks that she'll sit outside the leader, which will probably be D9L. D9L's got a big weight, 58.5, where this girl, likely to sit outside, has got just the 54. She'll hit the lead in the straight, I feel, Plucky Girl. Look out for Payroll, number one. Now, with the claim, she's got 62 kilos on her back, but she worked like far lap between races at the Gold Coast last week. She'll need a bit of luck, but she'll run on. Then number two, D9L, to hold down a place, and 4, Rosie Posey, the grey, to run on. 11, 1, 2, and 4.
11, 1, 2, and 4 in race number 4. Race 5, the Class 6 over the sprint trip here. Handwritten number 3 at $3 is favourite. 15, Kalama at 4, and number 10, Live Fast at $5.50. And then it's out to 12, Prime Target at $7.50. Handwritten the favourite, though, at $3 at the moment.
Yeah, and if you like him, I think you'll be buoyed by one of the scratchings this morning, one of the on-paces in Mr. Hennessy. So it looks as though Handwritten is going to get the lead pretty easily here. Inside him is Prime Target, who's got plenty of speed as well, but I think Prime Target might let Handwritten go. And the other one with a bit of speed is Vienna Royale. But a bit of speed comes out of it with Mr. Hennessy. Now, we all expected Handwritten to lead last start. He didn't, and that was the end of the section. I think he's got to lead to win. That's my thoughts anyway. So if he can get the lead here reasonably cruisy, he's going to be very hard to catch. However, I'm going with number 10, Live Fast. I prefer to take the $5.50 each way on cab about him, because I think the race sets up perfectly for him. He'll sit on the hammer of the speedsters here in their slipstream. To get his last start, 6th placing, he was badly hampered when a horse broke down in front of him, and then he never ever saw the light of day in the home straight, a total forget. I think he can bounce back, Live Fast, and the Sears stable is on fire, which gives me a bit more confidence with him. 10, Live Fast, to win race 5, to beat number 15, Kalama. She bumped into Havasay last start. I think she's back a little bit in grade here. Then 3, Handwritten. Look, he can certainly win it. I've got him in for third, though. And then 4th, number 12, Prime Target. He's been racing in terrific form since returning after almost 2 years.
10 to win to beat 15-3-12.
10-15-3-12. Matt Dunn, of course, chasing another Tab Highway today with his
Count
runner.
Kumani.
Yeah, Count Kumani, who I will say, Duff wasn't pleasant towards Count Kumani this morning. I think mentioning Coonamble form compared to Ipswich form. But I will say...
I disagree with him there.
Yeah, I will say there's been two or three that have come back at the same time. Duff, I know you're probably listening and whatever, but there's been a few that have slammed Duff for his comments saying, don't worry, the times that Count Kumani has been running have been very good.
Yeah, it was crazy that he was $31 two back when he won at the Gold Coast, and there's been a lot of winning form come out of that. Now, then he went to Ipswich. Granted, I wouldn't be sending the other horses that he beat there south, but it was the style in which he did it. The last 100 metres when he put his ears back, I think Randwick 1400 is perfect for him. I like him a lot.
Okay, so there's some thoughts. Race number 6 at Doomben, number 9 Andreas, joint favourite with number 15 Rancho Montoya. They're both at $3.60. 11 Pinolino at $5 and number 4 Royal Sting at $9.50.
I've gone with number 15 here, Rancho Montoya. I must admit, I thought he'd be a little bit shorter in the market. There's not a lot of confidence around about him. But I thought he was one of the good things on the card today. Now, he's only just turned 3. He's by High Chaparral, and he's taking on older horses. But this is a Class 3 on a Saturday. I think he's more than up to it on the minimum. I think he'll race a lot closer to the speed. Doesn't have a lot of natural speed over the shorter trips. But getting out to the mile, I hope Robbie Fratt uses that good gate, gets him up right behind the pace. And I think he'll beat them, Rancho and Montoya. To beat number 11, Pinolino. Don't know that she saw out the 2,000 last start. She's better back to this trip. She'll be on the speed. 4 Real Sting. Now, gee, eye-catching last start, running third at the Sunny Coast, making up about 10 lengths in the home straight. That's not ideal, that kind of pattern here at Doomben. But he's in such good form, I've given him a place chance here. And then number 9, Andras. She was good first up, getting to the mile second up. I think it's a good move for her. But do like the 15, Andrew Rancho Montoya, to bet 11, 4 and 9.
To race number 7, this is an open handicap over the 1,615 metres. And number 4, she is what she is, the $3.10 fixed odds favourite over 7, one inch punch at 5, along with number 10, Pindan Pearl, also at 5. And then out to Prince Cherie, number 1, at $9.50.
Well, she's so well placed at the weight, she is what she is. This track and distance, she's had 10 starts for 5 wins. She seems to go around every fortnight, always puts in. I guess the key to today is whether they can squeeze another good run out of it, because she has had a fair bit of racing. But if you look at the handicaps in similar races to this at the last couple of starts, she's been carrying 57. Today, with 3 kilo Klamath Jag up and Chester, she's only got 53.5. Doesn't look to be a lot of pressure on her in the early part. So if they can squeeze another good one out, she can certainly win it. However, I'm just looking for fresher legs here, Andrew, and I'm with the Edmonds runner, one-inch punch number 7. He was eye-catching first up at Doomben over the 1350. He ran third behind the Smart Point, doing his best work late. I think he races on the speed in the first 4 or 5, and I'm going to go his way, number 7, one-inch punch. To beat 4, granted, she's going to be hard to catch again. She is what she is. Then to Craigley Deccan. He finished ahead of She Is What She Is last start. And I think with the addition of number 1, Prince Cherie here, he's pushed these down in the handicaps, which gives Craigley Deccan a good chance. And then 3, ruling 4. 7, 4, 2, 3.
Good little race. Another one of these cutest for the three-year-olds like last week here in the 8th race at Doomben. 2 Southern Girls, the favourite at $3.90. Over 8, I Am In Pinch at $4. And Mashani Bullet, number 1, at $4.80.
Can't wait for this race. Clearly the highlight of the day is they've been for the last couple of years here in Brisbane, these three-year-old contests with the extra cutest money. I'm going with number 1, Mashani Bullet. Got a lot of time for this colt by Show of Hearts. He won well first up with 59 as a three-year-old, beating the older horses, including Capital Connection, who looked pretty good winning at Ipswich on Wednesday. The alley is good for him because he's got the 59 kilos. He's not that well weighted for mine here, Mashani Bullet, but the inside gate gives him a chance to conserve a bit of energy. The interesting runner clearly is the 2 Stellar Girl. Where's she going to end up from there? Kelly Sweeter can't even do a speed map with her. But the way he's talking, I think they might ride it quietly here because he doesn't want to caught out wide working. But she can sprint quickly with no weight on her back, just 54 and a half. So I think she's the danger of the Mashani Bullet. Then I got 8, Iron Impinge, who was terrific last start. He hesitated. Hesitated his first start as well. So hopefully he doesn't do that today. He finished his race off strongly last time in the Let's Party Marty race. Very talented horse. And then number 5, Snips, who finally draws an alley for Matthew Dunn and Robbie Fradd. Terrific race. 1, 2, 8, and 5.
And the last, Adumban, over the 1350. Manius, number 11, is $2.90 and favourite. Over 4, Sabcat at $5.50. And 5, Denarius at $6.
I think he wins again, Manius. He won well here a fortnight ago. This track and distance, there was a horse that went out by a big space and really strung them out. This fellow was chasing a fair way from home like most of them. He managed to get up and race away and score by a length and a quarter. Got a bit of a more awkward alley today, but I think he'll roll forward here. And with a, well, he actually drops a kilo on that victory last time. I think he's more than up to making it back-to-back. Number 11, Manius. He's got a big heart as well. He really puts in for you. To beat number 6, Raja Ampat, he's got the winning feeling back again. He's won his last two at home at the Sunny Coast. He can reel off very solid sectionals. He's a must for the quaddy, Raja Ampat. Then I've got number 8 in the mix, Constantine, for Chris Munce and Larry Cassidy. Now, this fellow didn't have a lot of luck last start, went 9th. Don't forget about that 9th. He drops 5 kilos on that 9th behind Manius. He beat Manius, beat him 5 lengths last start, but the weight certainly favoured Constantine today. So I'm going to include him in the chances. And then for Sabcat, he did a really good job chasing that tearaway leader the other day, but he's going to be right up on the speed again, Sabcat. Keen on the 11, though, Manius, to beat 6, 8, and 4.
And what's the best bet, Maxi?
I think race 6:15, Rancho Montoya, and then into the one in the last 9, 11, Manius. Andrew?
6:15 and 9, 11. Have a good day up there, mate.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. Perfect day, 11:42, the first. Perfect day for Hawkesbury on a Saturday as well. They irrigated yesterday. 3 millimetres went on. Tracks are good for penetrometer 4.83. The scratchings, race 1, takeout 7 and 9. Race 2, number 6. The third is clear. Race 4, number 10. Race 5, number 8. Race 6, number 2. And race 7, takeout 4 and 9. And Chantelle Buckley's online. Morning to you, Shani.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Very well. How's your confidence for the meeting?
Actually, not too bad today. The last few meetings at Hawkesbury have been quite hard, but I think I might have... I think I might be able to tip a few winners. Well, let's hope so anyway.
Yeah, let's hope so for sure. Well, let's have a look at them. Kicks off at 12:29, and in the first Augustus flip of the coin right now, Tab Fixed Odds $2 over number 5, Langley, at $4.60.
Well, I like Augustus here. I actually doubt the $2, which I think is a little bit better than the $1.70 that was about him yesterday. But look, he's got really good form around him. Two back, two starts ago, he was third behind Runaway and, of course, Gresham. They're both Saturday class horses. Then he made good ground behind Pandemonium, and I know they've got high expectations for her. I know she was eased down on the line, but he was really doing his best work late. Another run over the mile was certainly suit him. I think the main danger here is Stella Victoria. Look, I am quite worried about her due to the fact that, yes, she's been slow away in her last two runs, but I thought she was really solid to the line last start on the Beaumont track. And she's got a mile today, which is for the first time. But if she bungles the start, she's got plenty of time to make up the ground there. So I am worried about her. I think she's good odds into second spot. Langley, he started favourite on debut. He took a while to wind up, and he grounded to the line quite nicely. I think the step up is a huge plus, and the blinkers go on is a positive for him. And then Bullet Shot, he got back first up, made up good ground. He should be an improver here. He's drawn to get a good run in behind. The winker's off, the blinker's on.
You there, Shani?
I'm here, yep.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. So the numbers are 1, 10, 5 and 4 in race number 1. Righto. Race 2 over the 1400. What are your thoughts here on this one?
Well, I like Itasca, actually. He was beaten less than a length here last start. He got back. He worked home nicely. He too gets the blinkers off. The winkers coming on. I think he's really knocking on the door here. Fabricator, he's the main danger. He got going late over the 1,200 first up. He has placed three of his six starts, and he's looking to do something. Into third spot, I've got Rosa Savannah. Now, they scratched her from the mile made for this. She was run off her feet over the 1,000 when debuting. Then she was able to box seat second up over the 1,200. I think she'll be an improver stepping out to the 1,400. And Johara only battled on debut, but she gets the blinkers on, so she should be an improver here. 3-1, 10 and 8.
3-1, 10 and 8. And at the moment for Mitch Bell, the favourite is the 3 at $2.70. Race 3 over the 1,100 here. We've got a shorty number 1 grand finalist at $1.80 over 2 Creative Vision at $4.20.
I think the favourite here, grand finalist, this looks his race. He was narrowly beaten on debut last preparation. He went back to the paddock. He came back earlier this year, had a trial, but then they sent him back out. He's only had the one trial into this, but he was given a real good hit out to the line there, and he should have the gain Adrian Polish on first up here today. I think he's the hardest to beat. I've got Ikebar into second. He returns a gelding, the blinkers off, the tongue tie off. He debuted in Wellington boot. The blinkers then went on. He got too far back at Wellington, I should say. It only battled okay. Went to Wyong, blinkers on. He over-raced, did a few things wrong. He's since been for a spell. As I said, he was gelded in that period of time. His trial here was really, really nice. So he's into second spot. Star Bolt, he meets the toppy 5 kilos better and has been running consistent races. He gets a perfect draw from one. And Spencer, another guy that returns at gelding. He contested some handy races as a two-year-old. He's had two trials into this where he wasn't wearing the blinkers, but they do go on here today. So it's 1, 6, 8, and 4.
1, 6, 8, and 4 in the third. Looking at Hawkesbury with Chantel Buckley, we're up to race 4 for the fillies and mares. Not a lot between the top two in the market. 7 Capers, the favourite at 3.10, over 6 Bright Idea at 3.20. And then we're out to 1 Bounding Badger at $6.
I put Bounding Badger on top here. She hit the front last start at Kembla and only to be run down by her stable mate. Look, I didn't think there was a lot of depth to this race, and I think this looks like a good race for her to break through. She's obviously one of the more experienced in this race. I've popped Bright Idea into second spot. She copped a severe bump around the home turn on debut, and it probably cost her finishing in the placing. She was only beaten 2 lengths, and I think she'll be better for the experience. But she does go from the 1,200 back to the 1,100. Caper, first starter for the Singleton stable. Look, it's hard to get excited over Hawkesbury trials, but was under an absolute stranglehold. So happy to take this horse on trust at its home track. And Palazzo Cristallo hasn't raced for 12 months, but led them up in a recent trial. Was given a bit of a squeeze to the line. And, I mean, the stable's on fire, isn't it? So yeah. I will have to throw that horse in there for fourth spot.
So those full numbers?
1, 6, 7, and 5.
1, 6, 7, and 5. Race 5, a benchmark 64. Number 2, Riders Reign for Nick Haywood's the favourite at $2.90. Over 3, Creventine at $3.60. Number 4, Mel Zoom at $4. And 1, Charlie Chop at $4.20. Few in the market here behind the favourite, Riders Reign.
I've gone with Charlie Chap on top here. Look, he went to Brisbane during the carnival up there, and he certainly wasn't disgraced in the JJ Atkins. He was only beaten 6 lengths. I know that was over a mile, but he's since had a freshen up. His recent trial at Hawkesbury was really nice. He's one tough horse, and I think he'll be getting back and finding the line late there. So I put him on top. Riders Reign into second spot. She resumes off the back of one quiet trial. She did have excuses last start. She missed the kick and had blood in her nose there and a bit of a laceration. So I don't know if she knocked her head leaving the gates. Long time off the scene for her. Both trials back have been good. She was full of running in her most recent trial, but I'm assuming she's had problems along the way with the lengthy break she's had in between. And Saskia Rose, I thought she looked home at the top of the straight first up. She was run over probably the last 100. She then was only beaten 1.2 at Gosford last start. I just don't hope she doesn't get into a speed battle with Mal Zoom. Now, I've left that horse out, but I'm quite wary of him. But it's 1, 2, 3 and 5.
Race 6, John O'Shea's got the favourite here, Parley Vu, number 1 at $2. Number 5, Knotted at $3. And number 6, I Am Capitan at $5.50.
I think Parlez-Vous looks the winner here. Look, it's a massive class drop. The blinkers go on. If you go back two starts ago, he was only a length and a half away in a Saturday race. This is now a provincial Saturday race. Last start, he just didn't quite see out the 1250, so he's back to the 1,000 here. Knotted into a second spot, resumes for the new stable. Look, he has got ability, formerly a Godolphin horse. I assume he's had a few issues at the same time. All runs have been quite spaced. Thought he ran along at a solid tempo in his first trial, but was still full of running to the line there, so that was positive for him. The blinkers go on. I Am Capitan, all runs last prep were good. May have been looking for the paddock, though, in his last start before heading to the paddock. He's since had a stable change. I thought there was a lot to like about his trial at Bathurst, and I know it was only a trial at Bathurst, but it was the way he did it. It was quite nice. And Sharpsburg does need to improve off his last start, but he does get his chance here. 1-5 at 6-4.
The Albert O'Cass Memorial is race 7 today at Hawkesbury, and number 8, Moss Trips, the favourite. $3.20 right now with Tab Fixed Odds. 1, Ready Set Sing at $5, along with number 2, Carluca.
I like Humility here. I love the way she found the line on the Beaumont track last start. That was over 1,300. I think she gets in well with the weights here with the claim for Rachel Hunt. She gets in at 54 kilos, and Rachel knows this horse quite well. I just hope there is some speed in the race because she needs the speed, as does Ready Set Sing, who I've popped into second. Usually Mark claims on this gelding, but he's put Jess Taylor back on, a senior rider. Look, she knows the horse as well, but he does need the speed on. He gets back, and he should be running on late. He's got a great record here at Hawkesbury. I've popped Man of Colours into a third spot. He gets out to the 1,400, where all four of his wins have been over that distance. So I think he'll be a likely improver. And Moss Trip, she looked off the bridle the entire way at Canterbury in her first start. She did make up a bit of ground late. I think she's better suited here. Goes around with 53.5 after the claim. 5-1, 6-8.
And a look at the last here, number 6, the Ladies' Boys, the Shorty, at $1.95. Number 3, Perpetual Motion, $4.20.
I like the Ladies' Boy. Look, he broke through for a good win over the mile last start. He did have all the favours, however. He never went around a horse. He stayed on the rails and got a clear run through. So I don't know if that just made his win, flattered his win a little bit more. Now, he does need to step up and run out a strong 1,800, but he does look the progressive horse. So I am happy to put him on top. Would I take $1.85? No, I wouldn't. I think that's way under there. Perpetual Motion, I'm worried about this horse, actually. I really tossed up whether to put him on top or not, but I think he's a huge chance. I know last start was much weaker grade at Bathurst, but it was just the way he did it. He had the 61 kilos. He was in a hand canter, basically, over the line, and he could have probably won by further. If you go back to his start two starts ago at Kembla, it was in this type of grade. He probably